sorry.
You're from?
I'm from here, and I'm just really ashamed of what they done here to put those fans. It's just a real, real shame for the democracy. Oh, shit!
Hey, sorry about that.
Oh, well, that's part of the interview, eh?
People, they say they are using some violence. What I saw, they're using rope to take out the fans. They're using eggs. They're using toilet paper. I don't think that is really any violence compared to what they're going to do.
I saw a few rocks, actually, but...
But I still think that is really nothing compared. And to put those walls down, I really hope then tonight they're going to get all those down and just for...
Yeah.
For the meaning of it. Not to destroy anything else, that's no point. But just, okay, I have to put my mask on.
You're probably still here. What do you see as the violence in the so-called globalization?
Sorry?
What do you see as the violence in globalization?
All the...
We have to move. We have to move here. We're getting gassed.
You okay? We'll go down.
Yeah. We're trying to run away from the gas now. It's getting really bad. Oh, shit. We're running down the hill now to Richard Lou and Abraham down the side bank. Really fucking bad. We're already got the side street now. It's a little better. We're getting inside a building. The building's full. We gotta go further up the street. Having trouble breathing now. Oh, we got into a side alley here. Oh, shit. I gotta get some water. Short of breath, but
all right, yeah.
That's the thing.
Just relax, guys. You'll be all right.
What were you saying about? Were you referring to Kretchen?
No, I was referring to my guy, Bush.
Bush, and you're from, sir?
Massachusetts.
And you said?
I said that Bush is the worst president we've ever had. He'll do more damage to the people of America than any president we probably ever had, short of Reagan.
Where are you from, sir?
Boston, Massachusetts.
And your name is?
Robert Hardenbrook.
Thanks, Robert.
Okay. I am a president of a local letter carriers union. And I firm, as I was telling this gentleman over here, I fought 2 years in Vietnam, so this very thing would not happen. And here it is.
Yeah, I have friends, very close friends, who lost limbs in Vietnam and who came up to Canada.
I lost a shoulder in Vietnam.
Yeah.
This whole bone.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.